Hi, it's Miss Addis here, and welcome to the final podcast on chords. By now, you should have listened to the three other podcasts on chords, so you should be reasonably familiar with major chords, minor chords, augmented, diminished, and then, of course, all the sevenths. And in this particular podcast, we're going to mix up all of the chords that you've learnt so far. Now, let's start by refreshing ourselves on the different chords that we can get. Let's start off with the ones that are based on a major third at the bottom, so the major chords. So we have our straight major. One, three, five, eight. Now if we change that eight to a major seven, we have our major seven chord. You might remember that little tune I played you. That major seven one, the top note, the seventh, feels like it wants to resolve upwards. The next seventh chord, built on a major third down the bottom, is the dominant seventh. It's got a flat seven on top, and that flat seven feels the need to fall. To resolve. The other chord that's built on a major third at the bottom is, of course, an augmented. That's one, three, sharp five, and then that upper octave. And you can feel the tension in that one. It's probably one of the most tense chords there is. Now moving to the minor chords, one's built on a one, minor three. We have our beautiful minor seven. Debussy chord, so that's the minor seven. Now if we take that one flat three five and flat seven and flatten the fifth note, so we've got one flat three flat five and flat seven, we then have a half diminished, and that's what this sounds like. Now if we take the top note, the flat seven, and lower it by a semitone, we've got a full diminished. So this is made entirely of minor thirds. It's a nice close harmony, and you can hear that the distance between each note is the same. And the final chord that's not based on a third at all is the sus4 chord. 1, 4, 5, 8. It sounds a bit like church bells, the way that their intervals are structured. It's got that nice open sound to it. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to just play you a mass of chords, and I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think, and then I'll tell you the answer. If you find that you need more time to think than I've given you, feel free to just pause your iPod or MP3 player and give yourself a bit more time to think. So here comes chord number one. Major, Dom seven. minor 7. Here comes the next one. Minor. You can hear that the straight triads have a more open sound than the seventh chords, and that's because they've got one less note in the harmony. They've got 1, 3, 5, and then the 8 is doubling the 1. But in a seventh chord, you've got an extra note of harmony, and that leads to a thicker texture. Okay, here comes the next chord. Major. Minor. Dim 7 or full diminished. Sus 4. Half dim. Dom 7. Major 7. That's an augmented interval. And in fact, an augmented chord is built entirely of major thirds. So the distance between each note is a major third. That's 1, 3, sharp 5, and from the sharp 5 to the octave is also a major third. All right, let's move on. Minor. Diminished, a diminished triad, not a seventh. Augmented. Major. Sus 4. Dom 7. minor 7. Dim 7, or full dim. Augmented. Major. Minor 7. Half dim. Sus 4. Augmented. Dom 7. Full dim. Diminished, plain diminished triad. Dominant 7. Minor. Major 7. Augmented. Half dim. Minor 7. major 7. Diminished, and final chord. Dominant 7. Now, if you found that difficult, don't worry, you're not alone. It is very tricky. But you've got the recording there now, and practice makes perfect. So just put it on as often as you can, have a listen, and you'll find that some chords start to become obvious. For example, maybe the sus4, the major, the minor will be the first ones that stand out, and after a while, hopefully more of them will become more obvious to you. Now I'm going to finish this podcast by just playing straight chords. They'll just be played harmonically, not melodically. And once again, this is to help you with your chord progressions, because you're going to have to identify whether they're playing a seventh chord or a plain triad and mark that down. And if you can pick them, you'll get extra points. All right, so here they are. I'll play them for about a semi-breve each, and then I'll give you the answers. First chord. Minor. Now, once again, I'm going to spread them out over more than an octave, because that's what will happen when they're played within the context of a chord progression. Dominant 7. Diminished. Major 7. Major. Minor 7. Full diminished, or diminished 7th. Major. Augmented. Minor. Dominant 7th. Now remember, when the dominant 7th is in a chord progression, that 7th note that feels the need to fall might not be at the top. It could be somewhere in the middle. So just listen for the sound of needing to resolve. Minor 7. Minor. Major 7. Remember also that the minor 7 and the major 7 are the most likely chords you'll get, along with the dominant 7th probably. Diminished 7s only really occur on a 7th chord or a second in the minor key. So they don't crop up as often. And of course, augmented chords only happen on the third in the minor key, and that's the only time that they happen. So they're the least likely of all to crop up. Major. Dom 7. Minor 7. Major 7. And final chord. Half diminished. So there it is, you've finished the podcasts on chords, and now all you have to do is go over them again and again and again and again and again and maybe again until you start getting them right, which could take quite a while because they're not an easy thing. But take heart in the fact that nobody finds them easy, and once you get to the hang of it, you'll be able to listen to music with new ears. You'll be able to say to your friends, wow, listen to the way the composer uses that diminished chord there to create a sense of tension. And your friends will probably say, what on earth are you talking about? But that's okay. You'll know what you're talking about, and that's what's important. And you'll get a new appreciation of listening to music, being able to work out how the composer is actually creating those different feelings using chords. So good luck.